Tesla, Man Out of Time. Continuing chapter 21, Radar. When German planes dropped the first bombs on Paris, Parisians stood in the open streets to watch. When London was attacked from the air, Londoners trampled primroses and hedgerows, racing to the scene. An airship brought down in flames was described by a newspaper as, quote, beyond doubt, the greatest free show that London has ever enjoyed. Even the bombing victim showed few signs of stress, said the Lancet. So unique and stimulating was the experience. In fact, the English welcomed the chance to show what the reporter described as a fundamentally important factor, that of race, which is seen par excellence in the response of the crowd to stimuli of the character that we have become familiar with since the outbreak of the war. Unquote. War made the English feel more English. In the circumstances, it is not surprising that when Tesla first began to speculate about military applications of radar, it was with respect to locating ships and submarines rather than to detecting enemy bombers. And my comment, I assume she means by in the circumstances, the fact that Nikola was completely ignored officially when he pleaded with the leaders, quote unquote, to use his EMF weapon to not just stop the aerial bombardment, but end war entirely. Continuing, Tesla had predicted the general concept of radar in his sweeping article for Century Magazine of June 1900. Quote, stationary waves mean something more than telegraphy without wires to any distance. For instance, by their use, we may produce at will from a sending station an electrical effect in any particular region of the globe. We may determine the relative position or course of a moving object, such as a vessel at sea, the distance traversed by the same, or its speed. Unquote from Nikola. In the Electrical Experimenter of August 1917, he described the main features of modern military radar. Quote, if we can shoot out a concentrated ray comprising a stream of minute electrical charges vibrating electrically at tremendous frequency, say millions of cycles per second, and then intercept this ray after it has been reflected by a submarine hull, for example, and cause this intercepted ray to illuminate a fluorescent screen similar to the X-ray method on the same or another ship, then our problem of locating the hidden submarine will have been solved. This electric ray would necessarily have to have an oscillation wavelength extremely short. And here is where the great problem presents itself, i.e., to be able to develop a sufficiently short wavelength and a large amount of power. The exploring ray could be flashed out intermittently, and thus it would be able to hurl forth a very formidable ray of pulsating electric energy. Unquote. Push it up! Push it up! Put your hands up. Come on. Push it up! Huh. Yeah, this is it. This is it. Push it up! This is it. I think they got to get ready for this one here. Come on. In the Electrical Experimenter of August 1917, he described the main features of modern military radar. Quote, if we can shoot out a concentrated ray comprising a stream of minute electrical charges vibrating electrically at tremendous frequency, say millions of cycles per second, and then intercept this ray after it has been reflected by a submarine hull, for example, and cause this intercepted ray to illuminate a fluorescent screen similar to the X-ray method on the same or another ship, then our problem of locating the hidden submarine will have been solved. this electric ray would necessarily have to have an oscillation wavelength extremely short. And here is where the great problem presents itself, i.e., to be able to develop a sufficiently short wavelength and a large amount of power. The exploring ray could be flashed out intermittently, and thus it would be able to hurl forth a very formidable ray of pulsating electric energy. Unquote. What he had described, says Margaret, were the features of atmospheric pulsed radar that would finally be practically developed in a crash program only months prior to the beginning of World War II. And my comment, her appended note here reads, a prototype of radar was officially credited to England's Robert A. Watson Watt in 1935, but the history of modern microwave radar dates from 1940 when the multi-cavity magnetron became available. She's quoting from the Encyclopedia Britannica, continuing with the main body of her text. Tesla intended it to be used as underwater radar, however, which later proved impracticable because of the great attenuation of electromagnetic waves in water. Despite much recent research, no means have yet been found of propagating light, high-frequency radio beams, or radar through the ocean. But Tesla's extra-low-frequency ELF, ELF waves will penetrate the seas and may serve a different purpose, and she says, see chapter 30, that of communication. And her appended note says, a blue-green laser communication system from Lawrence Livermore Laboratory shows similar promise. Continuing with her main text, even if Tesla's radar could not be used to locate submerged objects, it was curious that no one could then imagine any other use for it. And my comment, so curious as to be utterly unbelievable. See Prince's song, 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. Continuing, at least as far as the Navy was concerned, Edison may have had a hand in shunting radar aside. Now a white-haired elder statesman of invention, he'd been named to direct the new Naval Consulting Board in Washington with the primary job of finding a way of spotting U-boats. Tesla's idea, if even brought to Edison's attention, would almost certainly have been discounted as mere dream stuff. No, not so much. But anyway, in any event, says Margaret, Edison had his hands full feuding with the Navy bureaucracy and cold-shouldering the professors who had been clamoring for a piece of that new taste treat, the Federal Research Pod. Edison's own ideas were repeatedly chopped down by the Navy brass while he suffered frustration. As it turned out, the negative because they had Nicholas and do better. You know, I mean, they are just so fundamentally dishonest on every level. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. They should have studied their Shakespeare a little longer. You know, saved us a whole lot of suffering. Anyway, I'm sorry, continuing. So they discounted Edison's ideas for intercepting or finding a way of spotting U-boats. As it turned out, the negative ramifications of his appointment were to prove more important to history than anything positive he was able to do in the post. At the time when Edison went to Washington, rumpled but rich, and Tesla remained in New York, poor but dapper, both men were aware that a gap as broad as the Hudson River was widening between them and the new generation of atomic physicists. The latter could talk of nothing but Einstein. The new people were specialists, although the splintering of minds was still in the infancy of its glory. They joined the American Physics Society and believed little that failed to appear in their journal. Michael Pupin had gone to the trouble of carving out a section for engineers in the National Academy of Sciences, which previously had refused to admit even Edison. The line between practical men, engineers, and theoreticians, physicists, caused artificial distinctions to be drawn that were handicapping the war effort. Those who were inventors, scientists, and engineers, like Pupin and Tesla, or chemists and inventors, like Edison, were almost by definition passé. And my comment, it is highly likely Margaret has the sequence wrong, given our much clearer view looking back on events from bodies with swellings from mucus caused by EMF, and with complete certainty that Nikola Tesla spoke the absolute truth when he said he had perfected his EMF weapon before World War I as part of his secret research in Colorado, i.e. that the artificial distinction created and the elevation of knowledge for knowledge's sake over discovery to free humans from toil was part of a larger campaign to bury the memory of Nikola's achievements. And next week we will continue reading Chapter 21, Radar. Push it up! Push it up! Put your hands up. Come on. Push it up! Huh. Yeah, this is it. This is it. Push it up! This is it. I think they got to get ready for this one here. Come on.